性格
all the characters in the head
变成身体的性格
comes the characters of the body
all the 丰富
all the fullness in the head
就充满身体的里面
and become fullness of the
body 这样我们就与他配了
and therefore we can be one
这是灵
that is spirit
这样配了之后
after we can be one
就可以做他的帮手了
and we can be his helpmate
这是侍奉
that is sanctity
我们就可以侍奉他
and we can serve him
第什么是神的旨意呢
what is that God's will
就是基督基督的身体
is the body of Christ
为做神的儿子
because for God's children
神要得着为做他的儿子预备一个
for his son he wants him to have a body
基督的身体
the body of Christ
奥秘的身体
the body of mystery
团体的身体
corporate body
这个就是神那个善良成全可喜悦的
This is the good acceptable and perfect will of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们每一个信主的人
We those who believe in the Lord
我们每一个蒙恩救的人
We those been saved by his grace
我们都是基督身体里头一个肢
We are a member of the body of Christ
当你得救的时候
After you say,
不但不把他的生命赐给了你
Lord gave his life to you,
并且他也借着圣灵把你进到一个身体里面去
and he also through the spirit baptized you into the body of Christ.
所以我们每一个蒙了救的人都在基督的身体里面
and therefore all of us are in the body of Christ.
这个是安卓我们主在十字架上为我们成功的工作
and this is based on what Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
但是我虽然在身体的里面
we are in the body,
我们却看不见身体
but we not see the body.
我们也没有活在身体的里面
we will not live, in the body.
今天许多神的儿女
Many of God's people,
按照真理来说
as far as truth is concerned,
按照基督在十字架上的工作来说
as far as the Lord Jesus accomplished in the world,
所有蒙恩得救的人都在基督的身体
all those who believe in Christ they are the body of Christ
但是可怜
But unfortunately,
今天大部分的弟兄姊妹
among the brothers and sisters,
他根本看不见身体
but they don't see the body.
他说身体在哪里
Where is the body?
基督身体在哪里
Where is the body?
他不但没有看见
They not only did not see
也没有活在身体生活里头
And they were not living in the good of the body.
他哪里过那个单独的基督的生命
And they live as an individual.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
原因在什么地方
The reason, why is the reason?
因为他们把他的身体献上当作活祭。
And the reason is because they did not give themselves, offer themselves as a living sacrifice.
你把你的身体献上当作活祭了。
When you consecrate yourself as a sacrifice,
神就要开你眼睛。
God will open your eyes.
叫你看见基督的身体。
Then you will see the body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。基督的身体那个奥秘
The body is a mystery
我们知道基督的身体不是一个这个组织
the body of Christ is an organization
乃是一个 organism 有一体
it is organic
我们知道基督的身体不是一种的律法规条
we know the body of Christ is not rules and regulations
乃是生命的灵
but it is life
基督的身体不是外面的一种平时
the body of Christ is not external thing
那是里面的那个属灵的实际
but it's inward reality
我们今天属于主的人
we those who belong to the Lord
我们基督的身体里面做一个肢体
we are members of the body of Christ
我们要互相联络来做肢体
we must function together
我们一面领受这个头基督一起丰富
On one hand, we receive the fullness from the head.
另一，我们与这一位的头同工来做神的工作。
On also we through the head we work together.
虽然我们每一个肢体的功能不同
，and even though we have different functions,
但是我们目的都是一个。
But we have one common goal.
我们目的乃是要建立。基督的身体。
The purpose of God is to build up the body of Christ.
你记得耶稣在地上的时候曾这样的说。
The Lord said this once when he was on the earth.
他说我要建造我的教会在这磐石上。
He said I'll build my church upon this rock.
应付的权势不能胜过他。
The gates of Hades cannot prevail against it.
教会是属于谁的？
Who church belongs to who?
教会不是属于你，也不是属于我的。
Church that belongs to you, church that belongs to me.
就说我要建造我的教会。
The Lord Himself, I will build my church.
这个身体是基督的身体。
This body is the body of Christ.
不是你的身体，也不是我的身体。
It's not your body, it's not my body.
所以我们要看见说，教会乃是基属于基督的。
And so we.Church belongs to Christ.
但不但是属于基督的。
Not only belongs to Christ.
这些是基督自己建造。
It is something that Christ Himself will build it up.
自己的生命，我们每一个肢体的里面。
It's His life through each individual member.
来建造这个身体。
And build the body up.
叫这身体能配与主相配。
And so the body can agree with the head.
等到身体长大成人的时候。
And when this body grow and mature.
满有基督长成身量的时候。
Full of his stature.
主就要来借这个身体来做他的心腹。
And Christ will return and take this body to be his bride.
那个时候我们要永永远与他同在。
And from that moment on, we'll be with him forever.
并且永永远远与他一同治理。
And we'll rule with him in the age to come.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
什么叫侍奉神呢
？What does it mean to God?
侍奉神还是建造基督的身体。
Serving God is building the body of Christ.
因为这个是神的力。
Because this is God's will.
我们在这里要顺生的话
，Here if we serve God,
我们不是光是在那里做点工作就完了。
We cannot merely doing things.
我们不是光在那里传福音就完了。
It's not just a matter of preaching gospel.
不错，我们要传福音。
True, we must preach gospel.
但是为什么要传福音呢
？Why we preach gospel?
乃是要建造基督的身体。
We preach gospel to build the body.
为基督的身体来预备材料。
We prepare material for the body.
我们今天在哪里要造就弟兄姊妹
？Why we edify brothers and sisters？
为什么呢
？Why？
不是为了造就弟兄姊妹
，Not just for edification alone，
乃是要弟兄姊妹身量能长大
，so that we may grow。
叫基督的身体能被建立起来
，so that Christ can be built in。
所以你要看见说
，brothers and sisters，
如果你看见。侍奉神乃是建造基督的身体。
You see, serving God is building the body of Christ.
并不是建造你的工作。
It's not building up your own work.
今天有许多人在那里建造他自己工作。
They many are serving their own work.
他的工作发大了。
Their work extends.
他的工作成功了。
Their work success.
但是结果
，But in the end,
他的工作成为他自己的国度。
And their work becomes their kingdom.
许多的人在建造自己的国度。
They are establishing their own kingdom.
不是建造神国度。
They are not establishing God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
我们今天无论做什么
No matter what we do,
我们都要为做建造基督的身体。
We must do it for the body of Christ.
你看保罗
You know Paul,
他一生的生
His whole life ministry,
他在那里侍奉神
He served God,
他在那里建造基督的身体
He built the body of Christ.
比方说哥罗西第一章第二十四节
For Colossians 1:24,
他说我为做基督的身体
It's for Christ's sake,
为着教会
for church sake,
为基督的身体
for the body of Christ,
我在我的身上补满这个基督患难的缺陷
to make up the affection of Christ,
我虽然为着你们受苦
yeah, I suffer for you,
我心里却是欢喜
but I rejoice,
弟兄姊妹
Francis,
你在看加拉太书第四章
when you go into Galatians 4
九节
9, verse
他说弟兄们啊
he said my little children,
我为着你们
for you,
要再受圣餐之难的苦
Again, I go through the travailing.
只等到基督能成形在你们里面。
Until Christ is fully forming.
你如果看哥林多后书十二章
，If you look into Second Corinthians 12,
你也看见这样的事情。
You see the similar thing.
是的。
11.
你也看见同样的事情。
We see the same.
他说，不但有这些外面的事情。
He said there are so many things out there.
还有教会。轻压在我的心上。
The matter of church is always in my heart.
所以你看保罗在哪里侍奉神的时候
？As Paul was serving God,
他是在哪里建立基督的身体
？He was there building the body.
他不是建立保罗的主。
He was not building his own kingdom.
他不是建他保罗的工作。
He was not doing his own work.
他是建立基督的身体。
He was building the body.
如果基督的身体被建立起来
，If the body of Christ can be built up,
他就是受点苦，他也是欢喜。
If I have to suffer, I'm willing to do it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们在神面前。
As we sit here before God,
有没有看见
？Do we see?
我们在这里侍奉神
，is serving God,
是不是在那里建立基督的身体
？Are we there building the body of Christ?
基督的身体是一个奥秘。
The body of Christ is a mystery.
因为他是一个奥秘。
Because Christ is a mystery.
所以人如果没有启示的话，不能彻透这个奥秘。
If you do not have revelation, you cannot see this mystery.
因此保罗他就祷告
Therefore, Paul prayed.
他说愿这一位荣耀的父
May the God of glory
赐给你们智慧和启示灵
Give you the spirit of wisdom and understanding
叫你们真知道
That you may know God
并且照明你们心中的眼睛
That you may enlighten the eyes of your heart
叫你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望
That you may know his calling, the hope of his calling
他在深处中的戒是何等的丰富
And what are the richest glorious inheritance in the saints
他在新的人身上运行的大能大力是何等的好大
And what is the exceeding greatness his power towards us who believe
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
一切属灵的事情都需要启示
All spiritual matters need revelation.
如果没有启示的话
If there's no revelation,
你就是用你的头脑来领会它
If you try to use your own mind to understand,
这个不过道理而已
It'll become just a mere doctrine.
不会成为属灵的实际
It will not be a spiritual reality.
所以我们知道在属灵的事情上
When it comes to this spiritual matter,
我们实在束手无策我们没有办法
We are so helpless.
我们必须要仰望主启示
We must seek God's reveal to us
感谢我们的神
Praise God
他是乐意启示的神
Because he delights to reveal himself
他乐意把他的儿子启示在我们的里面
He delights to reveal his son in our heart
圣灵
The Holy Spirit
就把这个奥秘启示在我的灵里面
The Holy Spirit revealed this mystery in our spirit
在我们灵里面我们有所看见
In our spirit we see something
亲爱的弟兄们
Brothers and sisters
基督的身体
The body of Christ
就要在你灵里头看见
We have to see it in the spirit
而不是你听见人讲基督的身体
It's not when you hear somebody speak about the body of Christ
好所有信主的人都在基督身体里头
We are all in the body of Christ
我也基督身体里头
I'm also in the body of Christ
那我懂了
I understand
你懂是懂了
Yes, you understand.
但是你没有看见这个身体呢
But do you see this body?
你看见弟兄姊妹的时候
When you look at your brothers and sisters
你有没有看见身体呢
Do you see the body?
你有没有看见弟兄姊妹的时候
Maybe you look at your brothers and sisters
这个弟兄也看不上
And he's not quite up to measure
那个姊妹也看不
And that one you do not She's also not measured up to your measure
你所看见的弟兄姊妹都是亚当
And what you see in your brothers and sisters is all Adam
你没有看见基督的身体
He's not Christ
你所以你没有办法爱他们
so you cannot love them
你自己有没有活在基督身体里呢
do you live the body of Christ
你是不是觉得你需要弟兄们
do you feel you are in need of brothers and sisters
或者你觉得你太属灵了
or you think you're so spiritual
你是高高在上
you are so up above
弟兄姊妹在你下面
all the brothers are down there
你只好单枪匹马了 have to go alone
or you have to go alone you by yourself
你什么都是你英雄
So it's for yourself.
哎呀，我听见有人在那里讲。
And we heard some people did this.
他讲的时候很高兴。
And when they're so self-pleasing.
他说我在这个世界上。
He said, on this earth.
只有主有我。
Only Christ in me.
只有主有我。
Only the Lord in myself.
哎呀，真属灵了。
Very spiritual.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他没有看见基督的身体。
He did not see the body of Christ.
你的肢体在哪
？Where are the members of the body?
你不是身体啊。
You are not the body.
你不过是身体中的肢体
You are but a member of body
你有没有看见你自己不完全
Do you see your incompleteness
你有没有看见你需要你的弟兄姊妹
You see you need a brother and sister
你不但需要主
You not only need the Lord
你也需要弟兄姊妹
You also need your brother and
sister 你有没有看见
Do you see
你是不是活在身体里面
Do you live in the body of Christ
这个需要启示
That we need revelation
所以保罗就祷告
And Paul prayed
求神给他们智慧和启示
That the Lord will give the spirit of revelation
在灵里头能看见
In their spirit, they will see.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当你灵里看见之后
When you see it in the spirit,
然后光要照在你的心思的上面
Then God will enlighten you.
在心思的里面
In your thought life, he will enlighten you.
你就开始明白了
Then you come to
understand. 你明白神的恩召和真理之望
Then you know the hope of his calling.
神在这圣徒中这的基业和真理
And the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他在我们身上运行的能力是何等的好大
And exceeding greatness his power for us who believe.
你就要看见基督的丰富都要进到身体里面
The fullness of the head wants to go into the body.
而这个身体里头配合起来
And the body body and the head are joined together to complete God's will.
这是一件很荣耀的事。
It is glorious.
这个需要在灵里头。
We need to see it in the spirit.
如果我们到圣灵里面去祷告，
If we pray for God,
我们去寻求，
You seek,
他必定要把这启示赐给我。
He will give this revelation.
你知道保罗在罗马第一章第九节的说，
In Romans 12:9,
第一章第九
节， Romans 1:9,
他说我用心灵所侍奉。
He said, the God I serve in spirit.
我们侍奉神是从灵里头来。
When we serve God, is serving from our spirit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，
sister,
你侍奉神不能你的头脑来侍奉的。
You serve God cannot rely on your mind.
你要用你的灵来侍奉。
You must serve God in spirit.
在灵里面，你先接受了启示。
In the spirit, first you receive revelation.
然后在你的心思里面把它翻译出来。
And then you understand in your mind, interpret in your mind.
这样你就能来侍奉。
Then you can begin.
但是必须先灵里面。
But first must place in the spirit.
灵里有所看见。
But see in the spirit.
然后你起来侍奉。
Then you serve.
所以我们知道。
Francis, do we
understand? 今天在地上的侍奉有两种不同。
Today there are two kinds of services on this earth.
有的侍奉是灵侍奉。
There are those that are spiritually. Spiritual service.
有的侍奉乃是遗传的侍奉。
There are others serve according to tradition.
没有启示的人
without revelation,
他的侍奉是根据遗传来侍奉。
His service is according to tradition.
什么叫遗传呢？
What we do in our tradition?
遗传就是从上代传下来的。
Tradition is what comes down to us from the previous generation.
也许上代的弟兄姊妹
the past generation brothers and sisters,
他们在面前是得到启示。
They have received revelation.
他们看见了基督的身体。
They see the body of Christ.
他们起来建造基督的身体。
And they rise up and build the body of Christ.
他们为着基督的身体代价。
And they sacrifice for the body of Christ.
他们为着基督的身体受苦。
And they suffer for the body of Christ.
那么我们呢？
And how about us?
我们这第二代的人，
we are the second generation.
我们就听见这些道理了。
We hear all the teaching.
我们就看见他们的做法了。
We look at the ways of doing things.
我们就接受了这些的东西。
We accept all those things.
这些东西在他们那时候。
Those things with them were living.
那是灵里头的东西。
With them, we're in the spirit.
但是当我们从外面来领受之后，
but when you've been seen externally,
如果我们里面没有启示的话，
if there's inward revelation,
我们所做的是遗传。
All that we see is mere tradition.
现在我就照着遗传来侍奉。
And therefore we serve according to tradition.
他们祷告是这样祷告。
How they pray?
他们祷告的时候那一种的味道是这种味道。
And the flavor of their prayer.
我们也学了这个味道。
We learn the way they pray.
他们聚会是那个样子的。
And the way they do it in such a way.
那我们也照样来做。
And we copy.
在他们所活的。
How they live?
在他们是活的。
Oh, it's alive with them.
但是在我们呢？
But comes to us.
我们是死的。
It becomes dead.
变成遗传。
And becomes tradition.
我们没有自己与神发关系。
We do not have a direct encounter with God.
这个不是生命的东西。
It is not of life.
这是道的东西。
It is not matter of teaching.
这道理是正确的。
Teaching was correct.
如果道理不正确，那更坏。
If teaching was correct, that's even worse.
但是这个道理是正确的。
But the teaching was correct.
就是道理是正确的。
Even though the teaching was correct.
如果没有启示的话，
if there's no revelation,
这个就变成死的东西。
It becomes something dead.
所以结果怎样呢？
And the consequence?
结果慢慢变成一个组织了。
And in gradually we become an organization.
因为里面没有生命。
Because there's no life.
你都有组织来支持它。
And what you need to organize to support it.
如果你里面也没有灵，外面也没有组织，就完了。
If there's no life, there's no organization, you're finished.
今天有许多基督教的团体，就是借组织来维持。
There are many Christian groups that exist because of organization.
因为没有组织就完了。
If there's no organization, they're finished.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是遗传的事情。
That is service according to tradition.
遗传的事情是神所弃绝的。
Tradition service acculturation is what God rejects.
在神的面前没有属灵的价值。
In God's sight, there is no spiritual value.
在人的面前可能成功。
As though in man's sight, you have success.
但是这建立你自己的国度。
But you're building your own kingdom.
神的国度得不着益处。
God's kingdom did not receive any benefit.
我们需要在我们心里的深处恨恶这种的。
We must in our heart hate this kind of work.
就说，求神怜悯我。
We mean God be merciful.
就不用以传来侍奉神。
So that we serve Him according to tradition.
我们不要去批评。
We are not criticizing.
我们应当审判我们。
We have to judge ourselves.
在的弟兄姊妹。神所要的神是灵里面的神。
God, the service that wants is serving Him in spirit.
因为只有灵里的侍奉，乃是生命的侍奉。
Only service in the spirit is a service out of life.
因为侍奉是生命侍奉神的旨意。
It's because service is simply doing God's will.
所以你看在侍奉的上面，耳朵非常的重要。
So in this matter, serving ear is very, very important.
在撒母耳记上十章
Samuel 1:15
撒母耳对扫罗说
Samuel said to Saul
神岂喜悦燔祭和赎罪祭呢
Does God desire burnt offerings and sacrifices?
过于他喜悦人听他的话
More than you take heed words
听命胜于献祭
Take heed is better than sacrifice
顺服是胜于供养的自由
Obey is better than the fat of ram.
为什么原因呢
Why?
这就告诉我们侍奉是侍奉神的旨意
But it says serving is serving God's will.
你侍奉神的旨意必定是要听神的话
If you want to serve God's will, you must listen to His word.
如果你还没有听见你已经做了
Before you hear His word and you began to work.
那么你做是谁做的
So who are you working for?
我们的主在地上的时候
Our Lord, when He was on earth,
在以赛亚五十章里面
In Isaiah 50,
有这样的一个预言
it was prophesied to Him,
以赛亚五十章第四节第五节
Isaiah 50 verse 4,
主耶和华是我受造者的石头是我知道怎样用言语扶住疲乏的人，主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
Lord God has given me the tongue of a learner, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as a learner.Lord God has opened my ears, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away.
我们看见一个终身做爱做仆人。
The one who, because of love, willing serve.
他要他的耳朵要在门槛上面把栓子的把穿通的。
He will have his ear pierced on the doorpost.
我看见祭司在他们侍奉前
Before the priest can serve
在出埃及二十九章里面
In the book of Exodus 29
他要把那一个绵羊献祭这个奉献之礼的那个这个公羊的这个血要涂在他右耳垂上右的大拇指上和右脚的大拇指上
They have to take the lamb of consecration and take the blood and anoint the right ear alongthe right thumb and the right big toe
所以表明说今天我们要侍奉的话
it means if we are to serve God
第一件事我们要学习听话
the first we must learn is to listen
因为我们侍奉神的旨意
because we are serving God's will
最后
finally
侍奉乃是生命的流入
service is the outflow of life
我愿意在这里读两段我们亲爱的弟兄尼特森他的交通
I'll read two portions of Brother Nee's writing
神注重我们所事的过于我们所做的
God pays more attention to what we are than what we do
真实的工作乃是生命的流入
Real service is the outflow of life
顺着数四份总是基督的活出
A service that counts is always the living out of Christ
将自己献给神不是为神做工乃是让神做工
to offer ourselves to God is not for working for God, but to let God work in us.
凡不认神不公的
Whoever does not allow God to work in
us 配为神之功
is not able to work for God.
第一个
That's one.
还有一
个 There's another one.
我们不是为着工作而工作
We do not work for the sake of work.
我们是照着神心意来工作
We work according to the will of God.
我们不能活在工作里
We cannot live in the work.
我们乃是活在基督的生命里
But we live in the life of Christ.
我们工作的基础是生命
The foundation of our work is life.
工作方法是十字架
The method of work is the cross.
若不在生命里又不经过十字架的对付就没有工作可言
It is not in life. AndHave not been dealt with by the cross, work does not exist.
所以不要注重外面的工作过于里面基督的生命。
Therefore, do not emphasize the work outside the external more than the life within.
真正的侍奉，真正的供应，乃在生命里面。
True service and real life is in life.
愿神怜悯。我们的主我们的神我们赞美感谢你因为你救赎了我们我们感谢你因为你也呼召我们侍奉你我们主啊这是何等的权利这是何等荣耀但是我们的主我们是在去开我们的心眼